Angry Grandad Podcast.
Welcome to our special voicemail episode,
aka the abuse special.
The other week we requested people call into our podcast line specifically because we were having very few voicemails, and a lot of you did call in, and most of it was garbage.
But thanks anyway.
And we'll play most of it. And we call it the abuse special because most of the calls are from two users in particular who don't seem to like the site or don't seem to like Big Brother. But we'll play those in a second. So on to our first call.
Hey guys, it's Scram from the forums. Thought I might just say hi because you're obviously not getting very many podcasts. So just play it and I'll be a very happy man. Thanks, bye.
I think you meant to say voicemails there. Podcast, voicemails, same thing. But thanks for that, Graham. At least we got one nice message.
One.
To start off the podcast.
Hello, guys. Just want to say, absolutely love your podcast. Me and my boyfriend have been watching the show, like, from day one. We're absolutely in love with David. Crystal also, she's pretty funny. Like, I think my boyfriend actually likes Crystal, but whatever. And I just want to say, keep going. Pretty much just want to fuck David. Like, I just want to fuck him. But I don't know if we can put that on the podcast. But I just want a big shout out for David. Fuck him.
We can put that on the podcast because we have an explicit rating. Go us. Thanks for that.
The that call and the next two or three, I think, were from the same caller because they all called about 5 seconds after each other.
There you going? Just thought I'd ring up and check in, say hello to the Behind Big Brother fellas on the podcast. My name's Marty. I'm a bit of a hit with the ladies, so I'd probably sure associate myself with Ash because I'm a bricky like him, and he's a bit of a sexy man like me as well. Just wanted to say hello and just let everyone know that they should vote for Ash. And kick out that fag on there. Oh, because Australians don't really like fags. I speak on behalf of the majority of Australians.
I'm sure.
Well, I guess that's about all. Other than, say, Crystal's titties are sublime, and me and all the brickies are loving it. So have fun. And keep chasing a skirt. Marty out.
Thanks for that one, Marty.
G'day. Just from the forums, my name's Batman69. Just wanted to leave a message to say, guys, good work with the podcast. I'm not going to send an abusive voicemail like someone else did. Just wanted to say Karen's probably my favouritest housemate. I've got a bit of a thing for hippies. Just wanted to say hello, I guess. And, I think Anna's a bit of a bitch. And I think Claire talks like a bit of a retard. Good work and, keep it up. See you later.
Do you think Claire talks funny?
I don't actually notice it. A lot of people say she talks like a man, but I didn't notice it at all. Maybe she does.
I don't know.
Hello, Behind Big Brother. This is Kenneth, and he's from New South Wales. Just wanting to say that it's a really good show, and that I've had an idea that Channel 10 might like to follow up. The housemates are losing so much money at the moment, they might get zero at the end. So to show that Channel 10 aren't, well, quote-unquote, stingy, the housemate who wins should be able to donate that money that they've lost to charity. And so that full $1 million prize is actually paid out by Channel 10. Just a thought. Thanks for the show, guys.
I really like that idea.
Me too, because they've got rid of the eBay charity auctions now, where the housemates used to give one item of clothing or whatever to put up for auction to their charity. So I reckon it's a great idea.
Later this year in a few days' time, really, when Big Brother UK will start, I think it's 10p out of every 30p phone call vote will be going to a charity. So that's a third of the money raised from phone calls will be going to a charity.
What charity is it, do you know?
It's actually split between three other charities, but the money's still going somewhere.
Hey guys, how's it going? It's Scribe here. It's time Big Brother gave Friday Night Games a bit of a twist. These three boxes with prizes is a good idea, but I mean, come on, it's pretty lame. I don't really care what the housemates get. It doesn't impact me one bit on how I watch a show. Anyway, how about they start adding some spice to the prizes? Like 1 week, one prize being that the winner gets to nominate someone automatically up for eviction. Or, you know, secondly, they could add a prize in there where they get to see who has actually voted for them for evictions. I mean, it creates interesting TV, it's funny and tension. I mean, it's automatic. Anyway, I just want to say thanks for everything. Have fun, and I'm loving the Photoshop thread. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. And, yeah, have a good one.
I second that Photoshop comment.
The producers should be listening to the fans a little more, because a lot of the ideas that they come up with are better than what's being done now. I mean, Big Brother 6 has been one of the best, in my opinion, but it doesn't hurt to be a little better.
I think they have the possibility of showing them in nominations, because I never thought that Big Brother would do it, because it's such a vital part of how the actual show works. But they did it in the Revenge Room. Why not do it again?
Hey, guys, it's Raymond here from Melbourne. Just saying, you're doing a really good job on the podcast, and just keep up the good work. And, yeah, that's it. Bye.
Thanks, Raymond.
Hey, guys, it's Peaches from the message boards. I've just got to say that I'm sick to fucking death of Gretel Colleen. I wish they would have backed her at the start of this year and got someone decent in. I thought maybe Sarah Marie or someone like that, because she really pisses me off to the point of, in season 3, I went to an eviction show and I took a sign that said evict Gretel, which the assholes took away from me. Anyways, have a good one, guys, and I'm loving the podcast.
I remember last season there was a similar controversy when someone took in a sign that said Mike is the new Gretel, and it was confiscated.
Yeah, well, a lot of signs have been confiscated by the fans. Even
signs advertising our site.
Yeah, and people have been looked down upon.
And not to mention the angry security guards. That's a returning story every year, the angry security guards at the auditorium.
Oh, there you go, Vid. It's Toronto again. There you go. I'm bored. There you go. Look at that. You've been receiving no voicemails. I might have my own segment. That'd be awesome. Well, I've got to go then. See you. Oh, crap. I just put it on loudspeaker instead of hanging up. Hang on. There we go.
Well, firstly, I'd like to congratulate you guys for real entertaining podcasts I've been listening to since the series started. And like to offer you a little friendly advice, and that is that you should be real honest when you're doing these podcasts, and you should, like, when you started this podcast thing, you didn't know this David guy was going to come out like he did all over the show. But then when you came back in your next podcast, you didn't get real honest with it, you guys, and that sort of disappointed me and disappointed a lot of other listeners, because we sort of believe that you guys are gay. If you're gay, you should come out and say it.
We need a 1 hour special.
The people listen to the podcast. So that's my little friendly advice for y'all, to stay real honest so you keep the listeners happy. So thanks for that, and I'll see y'all later. Bye.
I think we're sort of being honest with that one.
I think we are. I don't have anything against him being gay, and I said that. I was just against the whole way that they produced the show about him coming out and made such a big deal about it.
No, I think he's talking about us.
Cue the next voicemail.
Yes, this is Desmond. Like to say how shit your forums are. Yeah, it's just absolute shit. You're just
and
all
so
a bunch of dickheads. And yeah, you can kiss my ass. Gretel's a man. You're a dickhead.
This is where the abusive part of the show starts. You can feel free to stop your iPod or stop your iTunes program now. The most of the next lot of calls are from
Desmond
and, I don't know, another forum user. And it seems they got drunk and
don't like us all that much.
Hi, this is the Snip104. Just want to say, you geeks are too obsessed with BB. Get a life, you bastard. Gretel's a tranny and I just... Hello, it's the Snip104 again. Just wanted to say that your forums are absolute bullcrap. Don't enjoy them at all. Everyone on there is a bunch of geeks and you just all need to get a life. Thank you very much. You better play this.
I'd just like to add that she is part of the forum, so she's just contradicting herself there.
Okay.
This is Big Brother. Karen, you have been evicted. Do not wipe your ass. Leave the house immediately. You will not get any prizes at all, which means you will not be able to afford that you face you've been after. That is all. Hello, this is an anonymous complaint. I'm just ringing up to complain about your silly website. You're all a bunch of wankers. And, yeah, your website is really shit.
Yes, this is Desmond. not too happy. Just been browsing on your site and just discovered that it's just a piece of shit.
Wow.
The admin's just wankers. There's a lot of dickheads posting on there. I'm not one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just thought I'd let you know, just in case you hadn't already picked up on it, that you're all a bunch of dickheads.
Oh, we didn't know.
This podcast is really shit. Mm-hmm. I know you won't play this because you're a gutless little bastard. Yeah, that's about all I have to say, so just keep up the shitty work and kiss my ass.
They say this, but I think secretly they love us.
Yeah, well, these messages were phoned in about 1 a.m. in the morning, so obviously they didn't have anything better to do with their time.
You're really on the ante tonight, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, well.
Yes, this is the Sneep104 speaking on behalf of Desmond, and I'd just like to say that your forums are really shit, and you're all a bunch of losers because you like Vesna and Gretel Tranny. I'd also like to say that the woman from BB Unclothed really pisses me off and
what?
Makes me want to spray some side ale all over the wall, which I do not like. Now, you people said you'll play everything, so you better play this or I shall go to Stool Town and on your doorstep and it won't be pretty. Thank you. Thank you very much and kiss my ass.
I'm not sure where all this stool business started.
Yeah, they're really obsessed with their butts.
But it wasn't... Maybe it's a personal joke that we don't get.
Yes, this is Desmond, a.k.a. Crackers and Celery, for a few years ago. But... No, you bastards... you bastards...
Oh, my God.
Compose yourself.
You bastards blocked my IP address.
That was me.
You selfish bastards, I tell you. I'm entitled to my opinion, especially when... Where trannies are concerned. Just like to say that if this is not played, then I'll whoop your stoolish asses back to Claymore, which will be quite nastily stoolish. I've called many times. Wasted a lot of money. You two buggers don't play.
Continue.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'll be pissed. Don't mind me, I'll be pissed.
Really?
You two buggers don't play, I'll be pissing their bones. Karen and Gretel are both descendants of the dog stool.
Oh my God.
Because they're both ugly trannies and can kiss my curvy butt. Thank you.
How much money did they spend? Now,
I worked it out to minimum about $5. But as you'll see, they do say that they're calling from mobile phones, so it probably was more expensive.
This is the Snip104, a.k.a. Jackson Cheese, a.k.a. Doodle104. Just ringing to express my disgust about the lack of camera work of the stool factory.
Oh, hell!
Camilla ate a really hot curly and spread.
Oh dear.
And sprayed the bed. Sorry, I meant curry. And when Anna asked what the brown stuff running down. And when Anna asked what the brown stuff running down her leg was, she said it was the overflow from the chocolate fountain.
Ew.
There was a Gretel sighting on the M5 last night. She was dressed as a sailor with had a few too many. As a sailor with no pants on, with a bottle of whiskey in her hand, and Saxon came along in his Kingswood.
That's Desmond in the background.
And they threw her in the back. That's all for how. That's all for now, you bastards. I'm going to go eat some triggers. I'm going to go eat some triggers and paint the walls green and brown. Kiss my ass, you bastards. Okay, look, it's a Snip104, and I've just received message that you've... Me and Desmond have just received message that you've banned us from the forums. Now, if your excuse was that it was funny the first time and then it just wasn't, and yes, we will play your message. What's that got to do with the forums, buddy? I mean, just because you're banning us from the forums isn't going to stop us from calling your bloody number. Why the hell did you block us from the forums? I mean, come on. Talk about selfish. We didn't even do anything. Christ, we weren't even sending posts on the forum.
We'll be back on tonight.
Shit, you worry about it, you little bastard. God, bloody hell. I mean, we were just bloody did nothing. I mean, what's your problems, bloody snobs?
Hello, I was wondering if I could talk to Michael. I want you to say, fuck off and don't mention my son in the house, okay?
Okay.
I tried very hard to forget this, and I can't forget how you left me with this kid. I've even had to go through a sex change just to get over you.
Is he talking about Reuben?
I think he's pretending to be Reuben's brother.
You blab it out into the public. Well, I just have to say, you have no chance. You have absolutely no chance now of getting him back.
Maybe it's Reuben's father, because that was sort of a UK accent.
British accent.
Hmm. Thanks for that. Perhaps the strangest voicemail we've ever received.
So that's all the voicemails we have for now.
Thanks to Desmond and the Snip 104. You've been quite humorous.
Yeah, I'm glad that someone's getting a kick out of calling our voicemail line. And thanks to everyone who did call in with normal stuff as well.
Yeah, even though there weren't that many, but there have been many before. Thanks to everyone previously who did it. I think that's the end of our special for now. We might have another one if we keep getting some more.
Yeah, keep calling in. Don't waste your money too much, Desmond and Snippet.
We can't add to what we will add your voicemails to the end of the regular podcast, but, you know, if we get a lot, we'll create another special again. So, until then...